racing to the first tee, knowing what fun it will be. Soon the starter will call me to the first tee.
Well, no other way to open it up other than Happy New Year and Aloha. And welcome as we return from paradise in Maui. Welcome to the Grill Room, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf. So Jay Randolph Jr. joins me for the first time in 2018. Catch me up to date. Big Jay, how was Christmas? How was your new year?
Everything was good, kind of low key, which I kind of enjoyed. I think it was very enjoyable. And we've actually got a little... nice weather in St. Louis, so some folks are coming out to tee it up at Normandy.
Well, I had a lot of fun on the trip. Anytime anybody mentioned that they were anywhere near, live anywhere near St. Louis, I brought up Normandy, and I'm going to tell you firsthand, I got some pretty nice comments about your golf club there, and it brought a smile to my face. Speaking of smiles, Jay, certainly Maui, the capital of villas, they bring a smile to your face. They have the plantation. Course, all of that was overlooking the Pacific Ocean. We could see Molokai right across the way. The weather couldn't have been any better. 72 degrees just about every day. And yes, the humpback whales came to say hello. And boy, when you see them jump out of the water, it's just a magnificent sight. And to think they swim some 6,000 miles from somewhere north up by Alaska, and they always find the same place. In Maui, it amazes scientists, Jay, on how they accomplish that.
I know in talking to you, your favorite spot you've ever been, I think, is New Zealand. But I got to tell you, the opportunity I had to go to the plantation course and be there and see it, TV does it as much justice as it can. But when you're sitting there by that first tee or on the golf course or at the villas, it really is unbelievable. It's such a fantastic place. They treat everybody so accommodating and so gracious. And I think it's one of the things we're going to talk about, why people have figured out there's no reason not to play in the Tournament of Champions.
Well, it certainly has been a big turnaround along those lines, and I'm glad you brought that up because it was easy to recognize, Jay, an absolute, completely 180-degree difference in attitude. Every player was there. 34 players were there. They not only were there, Jay, they were excited about being there. Some used to come to the event and play it as a vacation. Not any of these 34. Years prior, a lot of players skipped the event using the excuses, it's too far, it's the holidays. Those days are gone forever. And I think a lot to do with, Mr. Randolph, the fact the average age of this field, first time ever, under 30 years old, which was pretty remarkable, be a winner on the PGA Tour and have the entire field average under 30.
No, that says a lot about where our game is at with the youth movement. There's no doubt about it. And you said it last week, Bob. I mean, there just aren't many tournaments anymore that are, not significant. There's always seemingly 3 to 5 to 10 big name players that are playing. And if these guys, the difference now is, I think, as you said earlier, guys used to look at it as kind of the beginning of the year, a vacation right after Christmas and New Year. Now I think it's too important. And every time these guys tee it up, they need to be ready.
And they are ready. And one of the odd things that happened over the past week, Jay, obviously, as you know, there to cover the golf tournament. But at the same time, due to the time differences, I was able to watch an NFL playoff game involving the Buffalo Bills. And who do I get to see but watching the game? Jack Nicklaus. I said, wow, I'm in Maui covering a golf tournament. I'm watching Jack Nicklaus sitting in the stands watching his grandson, Nick O'Leary, play for the Buffalo Bills. It was a strange doubleheader for me.
Yeah, I saw your post on Facebook. I loved it. You know, it is, as we get older and as we see some of the offspring and even beyond the grandchildren of these players, it's pretty unbelievable. And to think you're sitting in Hawaii covering a golf tournament and there Jack is sitting at a stadium in Jacksonville.
You know, Jay, one of the fascinating aspects of staying where we do, they have a general store. It's been there since the 20s. It's referred to as the Hanaloa store. You know it well, Jay, yep. From your visit. I think it was the first day we were there. Janice and I are sitting, and alongside comes Dustin Johnson. You know, talk to him a little bit. We talked to a couple of the agents. We talked to Brant Packer, who was producing the telecast. Went to a very nice function. Jerry Fultz, one of the on-course announcers, was there. I mean, it's just a combination of so many nice and enjoyable things that, you know, it's really difficult to try and sum it up and put it into words. But the one thing I'm really happy to report to you, Jay, I very rarely, maybe never, have seen a new sponsor come on board, and you certainly have seen a share of them in your heyday, with the enthusiasm of Century. I mean, they got into this game pretty late. They didn't even sign the deal until last August. They didn't have a lot of preparation time, but everything they did was first class, full of enthusiasm. They were excited about it. They're an old insurance company, opened in 1904. They have their own golf course in Wisconsin. I mean, there's a lot of factors with Century that make a lot of sense, and it's great to have them as part of the PGA Tour.
No, you could see the excitement from the president or CEO of Century, and they used to have a big junior golf tournament at Century World up there in Wisconsin. But boy, that's a long way from their beginnings in Wisconsin to hosting and sponsoring a tournament on Maui.
Yeah, and you know, also we found out that like five of the players got there actually a week early. Why wouldn't they? They went to another resort, McKenna. Five players that are involved in the tournament. They played down there. They practiced. They had a good time. I have never witnessed players getting together like that for a little mini vacation before an event starts. There is a completely different attitude on the PGA Tour now. These guys really are friends with one another.
Yeah, we talked about it, where you wouldn't, I don't think, necessarily see Arnold Palmer or Gary Player waiting behind the 18th green at a PGA championship to congratulate Jack Nicklaus. Times, they have changed, and there seems to be, with this group of younger players, and we've talked about this a lot, the camaraderie and the friendship and how they, kind of, draft on each other and other, you look at Spieth and Thomas and their relationship. So it is nice to see. You wonder, Bob, a little bit though, back in the day, the competitive nature was different. Guys felt like they couldn't be necessarily friends with guys they were trying to beat. That's all changed.
No, it has changed. And the other thing that changed a lot, Jay, is the fact that if you ask a player or mention to a player, gee, I'm happy to see you here in attendance, or I'm kind of glad that you're competing here this week, they look at you like, are you crazy? I'm not going to compete in Maui. 34 players, over $1 million first place check. That's where the attitude is completely changed.
No doubt. And we saw it with the play last week. You saw it on site, and you need no look further than Dustin Johnson. And I told you last week on the show why he was my pick, because of the fact that he had gone out there early. Now, why wouldn't you go out early to Maui and spend some time before New Year's? But that's what he did. And he came out ready to go, and he put a signature on this championship.
Yeah, he really did. And kind of got a kick out of, there was some writings that I read basically minimizing the fact that Dustin Johnson hit that one drive, 432 yards. the comment was, well, it was downhill, it was downwind. But what wasn't mentioned was, all right, he hit it 432 yards, downhill, downwind, but he stopped it 4 inches from the cup. Another couple of inches, it was a hole in one. I mean, it's one thing to hit a golf ball that far, but to be able to control it like he did. And right now, analyzing Dustin Johnson, Jay, he's got so much firepower that it's almost scary. I mean, almost scary. And then, you know, and I have to bring up what transpired last year, because it really got lost in the shuffle. We didn't realize, and I know personally, I didn't realize, and we didn't talk about it on the grill room. When he showed up at the Masters, he had won his last three events. The last player ever to show up at a major, having won his last three events. Only one player ever did that, and that was Byron Nelson, and that was 1945. I mean, so, you know, it's one thing. I mean, three starts in a row and then show up at a major. I mean, last year, Dustin Johnson probably could have rewrote all the record books, had that accident at Augusta, slipped down the stairs. And I think the biggest comment from the media room when Dustin came in, Dustin, let me ask you, you're renting a house in Augusta this year. Is it going to be one story with no stairs?
Yeah, I think it'll be just one floor. But you're right, Bob. I mean, and he was asked about, you know, how many times he thought legitimately he could win in a season. And he said, I feel like I could win 9 or 10 times. And he does think that.
No, he really does. And the other thing that came even more into light, and is something that you would appreciate. And,
yes.
You know, I know what a great stick you were when you were playing, and a lot of influence from your father. Dustin Johnson has been getting a lot of influence from Wayne Gretzky, perhaps many say the greatest hockey player that ever lived. He's the father of Paulina, you know, Dustin Johnson's partner. Hey, boy, when you take the talent of Dustin Johnson and the athletic mind of Wayne Gretzky, you got a powerful combination there.
Hey, let's not forget some of the trials and tribulations that Dustin has endured, not only the losses, but some speculation about his personal situation. I don't think there's any question that 99, Mr. Gretzky, has been very influential, maybe mostly on the mental side, to his son-in-law. I think that's a huge factor in how Dustin has grown and maybe become the young man, or the man that he is.
Well, Jay, I agree 100% with everything you said about Dustin Johnson. We want to congratulate him. He's the number one player in the world. He's on a mission. Should make for a very exciting 2018. Of course, Sergio wasn't there. Rory McIlroy didn't qualify. Of course, Jason Day did not qualify. And there was some disappointment. And we were talking to Jason's agent. It wasn't Jason Day that was really disappointed, Mr. Randolph. It was Jason Day's wife. What? You didn't qualify? I can't go back to Maui? You got to be kidding me, Jason. You better get your acting gear. And, of course, you know, the big question that everybody was asking, with this new attitude amongst the players, and I'd like to get Jay Randolph's observation on this. Tiger wins an event this year. Yeah, I know it's a big stretch, but it could happen. Does Tiger go to this event next year? I mean, he stayed away from it for a lot of the years that he won. Would he go, Jay?
I don't know. You know, I think it'll be very interesting. He has announced now that he is going to play in two events, the two that we thought he might, at Torrey Pines and at Riviera. Not sure whether he'd, I mean, maybe he would. Maybe this new Tiger might.
Yeah, I know. You know, part of the reasoning, I would think, he'd have to say, hey, wait a minute, this is a small field. If I want to get another victory, why not go where I'm going to have less competition? So as he tries to win more PGA Tour events than anybody alive, I mean, he's four behind Sam Snead right now. But Jordan Spieth was there. He played a little bit up and down. John Rahm certainly showing some talent. He's moved up to number three in the world. Hideki still seems to be struggling a little bit with the putter, Jay. And Ricky Fowler, he looks like he's ready to maybe finally win a major.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about it. We had a very interesting situation in that final round. You thought that maybe you could see Rahm and Fowler make a move on DJ. They were not able to put it together, and DJ just kind of took care of it on the front side and said, this is mine. But, you know, Rahm, Fowler, you look at Leishman, the way he played the first 2 days and the last day. He had a bad third round that really cost him any chance to be in the hunt. And you look at our friend Pat Perez, just out there loving life and enjoying playing golf.
Yeah, he really is. And we had the pleasure of flying over with Pat Perez's caddy, and he had the biggest smile on his face when I said to him, where are you staying? He said, well, I said to Pat, you know any good places where I could stay? Pat says, I got a pretty good one. And Pat says, you're going to stay at the Ritz. That's where I'm staying. That's where you're staying. So, Pat, and we saw Pat at the Ritz as we went to a media dinner. And I keep saying in my favorite line, Pat, I sure love seeing you in Maui. And he always said, Bob, I love seeing you more in Maui. So Pat Perez, boy, you know, at what he's doing at 41 years old, you know, he was almost basically out of the game a couple of years ago. Shoulder operation, ranked over 350th in the world, currently 16th. One of the good guys with a tremendous amount of talent, just added to the mix. I mean, he's somebody when we get to the majors, Jay, you bring up the name Pat Perez, and he's going to be worth taking a look at.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think, you know, that's something that's left for Pat at this point. You know, everything almost seems like gravy because, and he you know, he had a fiery, to put it lightly, Bob, as you know, he had a fiery personality on the golf course back when he was younger. And I think, you know, some guys, it takes a little longer to mature, and Pat seems to be in a really good place. Very confident, very loose. And you know, could he sneak in a major in the next couple of years?
Well, he certainly would have my vote along those lines. Well, it's time now to groove up with Vertical Groove Golf. Well, as the name suggests, the grooves on the club face go vertical, up and down, not horizontal or sideways, as is the tradition. This USGA-approved club face simply does two things. It lets you hit the ball straighter because the vertical grooves keep the ball from going as far sideways as might otherwise happen. And if the ball isn't going sideways, where is it going? It's going to go straighter, and if it goes straighter, it goes longer. Try it out for yourself. I've had friends try it. They can't believe the results. And all you have to do is just go to vertgolf.com to place your custom-made order today. That address, vertgolf, V-E-R-T-G-O-L-F, .com. The Vertical Groove Driver is truly now a global brand. It's available in the UK, Denmark, Sweden, and other European countries, as well as South Korea, South Africa. VertGolf.com. That is where you can place your order and improve your golf game by hitting your driver further and hitting it straighter.
You're listening to The Groove Room, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf, heard on KTRS, the Big 550 in St. Louis, the Armed Forces Radio Network, Talk Sport 2, TuneIn, Audio Boom, iTunes, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, or you can just say to your smart speaker, Alexa, hey, play The Groove Room Golf Show, and you'll be connected. When we come back, we'll hear from Pete McParkland, chairman of the board and president and CEO of Century.
You're listening to The Grill Room.
Situated in central St. Louis resides the oldest public golf course west of the Mississippi, Normandy Golf Club. Opened in 1901 and designed by the renowned Fowlis Brothers of Scotland, this old gem has played host to Babe Ruth, Mickey Rooney, and the great Babe Zaharias. History lives and breathes at The Rock, as Normandy is affectionately known. A mixture of long and short holes in a tree-lined atmosphere challenge golfers of all skill levels. The 18th hole at Normandy Well, it's a couple of par threes you'll find, measuring 251 yards from the back tee. In 2015, a renewed commitment was made to this unique property under the direction of Walters Golf Management. Affordable rates and top-notch service is what you'll find at Normandy Golf Club. The facility uses a unique dynamic pricing structure that golfers seem to love. If your travels bring you to St. Louis, make sure to make a tee time at The Rock. To learn more, check out normandygolf.com or call 314-862-4884 and enjoy old school golf at its finest.
Welcome back to the Grill Room.
Right now, we're honored to be joined by the president and CEO of Sentry. They came aboard as the title sponsor for the Tournament of Champions. I want to stress that I've been coming to this event for 19 years, and I've seen a variety of sponsors come and go. I have yet to see a sponsor that has come aboard with the enthusiasm, with the overall desire to make it a successful event. And you didn't have much time to get organized here, but certainly in the limited time, job well done.
Well, thank you for recognizing that, Bob.
And one thing, if you'll notice, my partner is wearing a shirt, and it says, Water the Bamboo. And when I saw that shirt, and I'm ready to speak with you, we met an individual several years back that is basically in the motivation business. I said, you know, what is the genesis of how you motivate? And he asked me, and I'll ask you, have you ever heard of a giant bamboo tree? Probably the response is no. Am I correct?
Correct.
All right. Well, let me tell you something about a bamboo tree. You put a seed in the ground, and you water it for a year. And then you water it for another year. And then you water it for another year. And then you water it for another year. And in the fifth year, ironically enough, since you signed a five-year deal, in the fifth year, this giant bamboo tree comes out of the ground, and it'll grow 4 feet a day until it reaches 70 feet high. And the moral of the story that can be incorporated with your philosophy here, it's going to require to make this event the event you want it to be, to water that bamboo, make it a little better, water that bamboo. And I think we're already heading in that direction, but I see this 5 years from now being probably the premier stop on the PGA Tour.
Well, that is a great analogy, and I think what we are doing right now is doing the appropriate watering, which is to say that in the inaugural year, we know that things work very well with this tournament. So what we are doing is adding little touches that don't kind of stray outside the kind of the norm of what's worked. And then as we have a little more experience, we'll, you know, add a little more water perhaps, or do some things that will add our own touch. But definitely, I agree. The goal is to go slowly. We're not trying to reinvent anything. But as opportunities arise, and as we talk to other people who know more about golf tournaments and know more about what works in Maui than, for example, we do, we're going to listen to those folks and have every intent of fully realizing potential of the Sentry Tournament of Champions.
You know, Pete, when I look at your company and I heard that you were going to be the title sponsor, and I see Midwest, which impresses me. There's just certain core values that exist there that I admire tremendously. And then I see 1904. Nobody's in business since 1904 unless they're doing it right. So obviously it was an easy transition from doing the insurance business right to sponsoring a tournament.
It is, and we use the same formula for us, which is treat others the way we want to be treated ourselves. Don't ask business partners to do anything that we wouldn't do. So there's really not anything difficult from a culturally adapting to the tournament or being a PGA partner, or certainly kind of being now part of the Maui community. It's about kind of do the same things, but now we're involved in a golf tournament, and we're kind of still true to ourselves.
Along those lines, Pete, Sentry, for those not familiar with it, I've gained the knowledge, spent some time with Randy
that you don't try and do too much. Whatever you do it well, and you stick to that. If you could give me a thumbnail sketch of actually what Sentry specializes in.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Bob. So we're a Fortune 720 company, so the 720th largest company of any kind in the U.S., very large mutual insurance company, so we don't have shareholders. We're not traded on the exchange. We insure businesses of pretty much all kinds, contractors, manufacturers, car dealers, equipment dealers, truckers. We also have another brand called Dirilin, where we insure some personal auto and some motorcycle. Generally, we'll call it business insurance and retirement funding, 401ks, for those businesses. Been at it since 1904. Have grown. We are very strong financially. We have our rating agency, AM Best. This gives us an A-plus rating, which is very hard to get. We have a conservative balance sheet and a way of running the company that's conservative. But we've been growing. But we've been a little quiet over the years. We've not had, for example, TV commercials since, I'm going to call it, 30-some-odd years. And there's no reason to be as quiet as we've been. So we've been working on the process of figuring out how to reintroduce ourselves. Not as anything other than who we are. And this tournament sponsorship is a part of that initiative that began with a recreation of our brand message, a recreation of our logo, which we retired a 53-year logo that was iconic, but we feel this gets our message out better. And then the sponsorship of the Century Tournament of Champions enables us to spread a message out to the kind of U.S. commercial insurance buying public, and also to engage with our customers, spend time with them the way we like to do it.
Pete McPartland, on behalf of all the players that are competing here, golf fans around the world where temperatures are not too good, and they're looking at beautiful Maui, thank you for being part of the PGA Tour family. I think that this event is going to escalate with your involvement, and it's a great event now. I think 5 years from now, it's even going to be that much better. Thanks for your time, Pete.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you very much for having me.
You're listening to The Grill Room, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf. Don't forget to go to vertgolf.com and grab your driver, and that three-wood will be coming soon from our friends at Vertical Groove Golf. We talked earlier in the show, you could hear it in Pete McPartland's voice, the excitement that Century has of being part of this championship. Well, when you talk about Hawaii and you talk about excitement, well, you're simply talking about the mayor of Maui. He is Mark Rolfing of NBC. And Bob had a chance to chat with him.
Well, our visit to Maui would not be complete unless we speak with our next guest, Mark Rolfing. And Mark, it's been a little while since the PGA of America honored both you and your wife, Debbie, with the Distinguished Service Award. Well-deserved. And what was your initial reaction when you were informed that you were going to be the recipient?
I was shocked, Bob. I really didn't know what to think. It was about a week before the PGA Championship in Charlotte, and they called me. Paul Levy called me and told me. I didn't know what to think. The first thing I did was went and took a look at who had actually won that award, and I started seeing names like Byron Nelson and Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus, and then presidents of the United States and Bob Hope. And I was just, you know, my head was spinning. Mark and Debbie Rolfing, wow. But I think after the shock wore off, it really struck me that the PGA of America, which is moving really fast as an organization in terms of forward thinking, that was an out-of-the-box selection, without a doubt. And I hope it's one that will actually sort of set a trend that you don't have to be the greatest player in the world to win that award. That's not what that award is about. Your playing ability is about, you know, something that you've done literally away from the golf course. So it really is one of the honors of my life, and certainly Debbie's too.
Well, you said your head was spinning. I have to assume that it's certainly spinning this week. We're here for the Tournament of Champions with a brand-new sponsor, Century. And my observations, Mark, are Century came aboard. They came aboard late, but they're doing it right. You have to be pleased with all the efforts by Century.
I really am pleased. It's an absolute miracle that we found them. I don't think they ever intended on becoming the title sponsor of a PGA Tour event. It's not a large company, but they really have decided that this is the move that could change their company. You know, they're looking for a new way to brand and really make people aware of Century Insurance. And by becoming the title sponsor here, they sort of hitched a wagon that is just going to get going faster and faster and higher and higher. It was a great opportunity for them. And it's a lot. There's a lot of people around here now that are pretty happy that Mark doesn't have to complain anymore about the sponsor or say we're going to try and change our dates or we're going to change the format or whatever I thought we had to do to make this thing better. What we really need was sponsor stability, and now we have it.
Well, he's one of my dad's favorite people. Got to work with him at NBC, and Mark Rolfing really is a fascinating man and has done so well out there with so many different endeavors. Good to hear from him, Bob.
Yeah, it's always good to hear from him, and he's made Maui his home for the past 35 years. Well, you know, Jay, all along we've been looking forward to our stay at the Kapalua Villas Maui, and they certainly lived up to their name and reputation. It was absolutely incredible. They're comfortable. They're beautiful condos with scenic views, not only overlooking the Bay Golf Course, but the Pacific Ocean. There's just no better place to stay when visiting Maui. Remember, if you're planning a trip to Maui or you want to plan a trip to Maui, please visit KapaloaVillasMaui.com to choose the best option for your stay. Once again, that address, KapaloaVillasMaui.com.
And when we come back, we'll hear from the general manager of the Kapalua Villas, Bill Reed. You're listening to The Grill Room, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf.
You're listening to The Grill Room. You're listening to The Grill Room.
Sight is one of our most valued senses. Many cherished memories and important life lessons are acquired through sight. Through the Transitions Healthy Sight for Life Fund, we're reaching out in communities around the world to help people understand and protect their healthy sight. Think about what you'd miss seeing if you lost your eyesight tomorrow, and take steps to protect your vision today. See more at HealthySightForLife.org.
Welcome back to The Grill Room.
I want to welcome our next guest, and before I even identify him, I have to say thank you. It's because of the bad weather back in the United States, and now I get to talk to the general manager here at Kapalua Villas. It's an outrigger property, and it's the number one rated Hawaiian resort. And if there's ever a time anybody wanted to be here, Bill Reese, it certainly would be this week.
Absolutely. You know, it has been chilly here this week. You know, we've been down to 75 during the day, so I hope you all feel bad for us in those cold weather areas.
You know, Bill, coming into the interview, I said, let me ask Bill some of the good aspects of coming here on vacation. I said, wait a minute, that would be a three-day documentary. Let's see if I can ask him if there's any downside to coming here. And I know the answer already is no. I mean, everything is a plus.
Right. Well, there is a downside, and the downside is you probably have to go home eventually. So that's probably the biggest downside. But other than that, we've got the weather, we've got the beach, we've got the golf course, we've got the palm trees, we've got the friendly people and the aloha. There's not much more you could ask for.
You know, the amazing thing is that there is a variety of accommodations, and I'd like you to highlight some of the possibilities for the guests that would be thinking of coming here. You have several varieties.
Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, we have properties facing the golf course, if that's your cup of tea, where you can actually watch the golfers on the fairway. We have properties in the ridge, which is high on the hill, so you can get a very panoramic ocean view of the ocean, Molokai, and the tropical environment. And also we have the bay villas, which are right down by the Onaloa Bay, which is oceanfront.
And of course, there are several options, two-bedroom, three-bedroom, four-bedroom, am I right?
One, two, and three bedroom. Yes, sir.
One, two, and three bedrooms, and but complete kitchen. So if you want to eat out, and there's numerous great restaurants in the area, but if you want to stay in one night and cook your own meal, you do have that option.
Absolutely. Right. Fully equipped kitchens in every condo, washer, dryer, and there is a refrigerator, freezer, so you can have that ice cream at midnight without having to go out.
Now, one other observation I've made this week, and we're speaking with Bill Reese, the general manager here, a couple of villas, most places on vacation, if there was a shower to come by, a little brief period of inclement weather, people would be disappointed. What I see here is people actually celebrate it because of the, you know, magnificent flowers and trees and everything. So a little shower to promote the vibrant colors, nobody seems to mind that shower.
Not at all. In, you know, Hawaii, we have a saying, no rain, no rainbows. So we're always glad to see a little rain. Plus, if it rains on your wedding day, that's considered a blessing. So we're always happy to have a little shower, definitely.
All right, Bill, let's get to the important thing. People are listening to this. They said, finally, hey, we have to go to Maui. How do they get more information? How do they pick out a unit? Give us the what they would have to do in order to come here and enjoy this marvelous location.
They go to our website, outrigger.com, look for the Kapalua Villas, and click on that, put in your dates, and it will bring up all the list of all of our units. I have a new program now where I'm renting certain units individually, so guests can actually see the unit online that they're going to get. And so we're very excited about that. That just started last year.
Hey, Bill Reese, thank you for taking a little time to talk with us. I know one thing. You come to Maui once, you're definitely coming back.
Oh, absolutely. We have many, many return guests, and we're so glad that you've come back again. It's always great to see you guys. Thank you for coming back.
Well, thank you, Bill, for being on the Grill Room, and let's make that reservation for next year.
Let's get Jay a room.
Hey, we'll go to work on that. Speaking of going to work, this week it's going to be the Sony Open. Pretty good players in the field there, Jay. Justin Thomas, Spieth, Leishman, Berger, Zach Johnson, Kevin Kisner, Duffner, Chris Stroud, and a young gentleman we met in the airport, Cameron Smith. I mean, he's only 22 years old. I saw this little guy carrying this big bag. I said, aren't you Cameron? He said, yes, I am. He was like shocked that I knew him at the airport, but a delightful young man. And Bud Martin, one of the premier managers out there, and you know him well, Jay, also manages Cameron Smith. Outstanding gentleman. I think he's got a wealth of talent. Something we're going to keep an eye on, Jay. How about this? Jim McKay, better known as Bones when he was a caddy for Phil Mickelson for almost 25 years. He's going to be subbing for Jimmy Johnson, who's the caddy for Justin Thomas. Evidently, poor Jimmy has a raging case of plantar fasciitis and is supposed to be wearing a boot for a month. Well, the last time Bones caddy at Wildlife was 1992, the year before Justin Thomas was born. Going to be fun watching Bones back on the bag. I guarantee you, after his NBC duties, carrying a mic, now he's going to carry a bag. He's going to say, hey, I'd rather carry that mic.
I couldn't agree more. I think he's going to get done Sunday with Justin Thomas, and no matter what Justin Thomas does, if Justin makes it to Sunday, he's going to say, give me that mic back. But I think it's kind of cool to have Bones on his bag. I'm hopeful for our man Jimmy, because you and I both believe that Jimmy Johnson and his influence, and Justin Thomas even said it in his post news conference at the PGA Championship, how important Jimmy is to Team Thomas.
No other way to put it, Jay. Jimmy Johnson, certainly one of the top caddies out there, if not the top caddy.
Well, now you're up to date on what's going on around the world of golf. That's it for this week.
So on behalf of our executive producer, Janice Self, Jay Randolph Jr., and myself, Bob Bupka, big thank you for being part of our Grill Room family. Please follow us on Twitter at TGRGolf. Of course, you can like us and follow us on Facebook and on Instagram at The Grill Room Golf Show.
Thanks for spending some time in The Grill Room. No need to leave a tip. Just come back again next week. The Grill Room.